Well, howdy, partner. Welcome to Chimpeons to Deadlands Reloaded, an actual play podcast telling the story of three drifters using the Savage Worlds rules and Deadlands Reloaded setting. This episode is sponsored by our patrons, InnerCube TV, Ben Styles, Stuart McQueen, Tayshul, and Doug Blath. And now that's out of the way, on with the show. So you bolt off down the track, and yeah, you see the horse. It's still trotting. Can you just make me a riding, because it is still quite skittish, unless you think there's something more appropriate for trying to grab a skittish
animal. I'm going to taunt it.
Animal.
Six.
Yeah, so that's fine. You just need to make it. So yeah, you ride up to it. It is skittish, but you know, you're familiar with horses, and you take its reins, and you're slow in your approach, and you do all the right things, and you manage to...
born in the saddle.
...to calm it down. And yeah, you see as you calm it down that, yeah, it's down one haunch. So its fur is burnt away, where there seems to be the trails of, you know, what may have been the fingers of one of these creatures have burnt it down the haunches.
Mm.
Not severely, but, you know, enough to obviously have startled it.
Okay. Lead it back.
So while you're doing that, yeah, Reverend Alan and Jebediah, this woman drops to, you know, to her arse in sort of relief, you know, and thanks you. Well, that was very fortuitous. Who can know the ways of the Lord, hey, Reverend? She says, with a little touch of sarcasm.
Not even introduced myself. How did you know my name?
Well, I presume due to the prayers and... I've heard tell of such things, she says, looking at her arm. But
no, I am to be honest,
I thought they were just old wives' tales and the stories of the hell and damnation preachers. But
well, I'm telling you now. May I ask your name?
Indeed. Sorry, Reverend. Sorry, I haven't described her really, have I? No. Yeah, she's a woman, and she's probably in her early 20s. Early mid-20s, maybe. You know, sort of long auburn hair, dressed in, you know, sort of riding gear, you know, shirt with which the arms are pretty badly tattered, cowboy hat. Like someone you'd expect on a trail. She's not dressed like, you know, she's dressed more like a cowboy than a you know, a lady about town. And she says, my name is Shelley Pearl.
Well, I'm pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Can you roll me smarts is probably the best thing.
Let's see. Can I?
Oh, God, yeah. Sorry, Reverend Allen. And also Jebediah as well. She's, you know, she's talking to the both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, made it.
So, yeah, Jebediah, the name rings a bell. You think you've heard it. Maybe heard someone mention the name in town at some point. But that's it. It just sounds faintly familiar.
Well, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. And it, as you say, it is lucky... Well, you may say it's lucky, but I think it is fortuitous with the way that the Lord put us here exactly when you needed us.
There's no fortune about it, good Reverend, for surely the Lord brought us here at this moment in time to this place to save
Correct.
This young woman from what would have been an ungodly death.
Indeed. As I say, we are always where the Lord puts us where we need to be, not where we need to go. And I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, as you're sort of saying this, and you know, to her and between yourselves, you know, she holsters a gun, you know, takes a breath, gets up, goes over to one of these, what's left of one of these creatures, because when, you know, when they're sort of... You know, killed, for want of a better word, you know, he sort of just sort of slumped down into this slop of mud, and what is quite blatantly obviously, you know, it's earth and blood. She nudges some of it around with the, you know, the toe of her boot.
Don't disturb the evidence, ma'am.
She said, I've seen these things before from a distance, but Jesus, these things jump me.
They jumped you? Well, I tell you, we've been resting up in Coffin Rock for a few nights, and some came to the...
Ease up there, Reverend.
ease a good.
Got any bears?
I really thought that's where you were going with that, Matt.
Just, why would I do that? We're in the 19th century, you know, Midwest. Why am I going to be referencing, you know, MC whatever his, what was his name? I can't remember.
Mr. C.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm not sure, but I thought it was because you were sorted.
Lovely.
Very good. Very good.
Sorry.
Yeah, just hold on a second there, Reverend. I'll get down from my horse and
not from your high horse.
Just need Reverend Allen to get off his soapbox.
I'll saunter over and reload my pistol.
Why were you interjecting? I was in mid-flow.
Indeed you were, but sometimes the Lord bids us to wait before we...
Does he?
Indeed he does, and you should pray on that this evening. Trust me.
I will do. What I was going to say was we've come across these before at Coffin Rock.
That's why I left to get a horse, because I knew this was coming.
Indeed you were, good Reverend, and I have no wish to...
Hold on. I've done me a wrong, haven't I?
It's not for me. It's not for me to apportion blame in this matter. That is for the Lord our God. But for now, I'm more intrigued as to why our heavenly duty should be called upon this lone wanderer in the wilds who, you know, why is she riding about on her lonesome when there are creatures of ill repute about these hills?
The devil's work is all around this land.
Is that why you're here, Jebediah? Because you're the creatures of ill repute?
Yeah. They're on his checklist.
His bucket list.
Well, you know, there's always room for more. There's more room in the congregation always.
Where this flaming bloody man made of mud, blood and fire, there's got to be made flaming bloody women made of blood and fire.
You've got me all wrong. That's all I can say.
And
got
if me... there ain't, there will be.
Any port in a storm.
I'm being very much misrepresented right now. And anyway,
oh dear,
so
I'm sorry.
It's far worse than this.
So just moving swiftly back to the plot.
I might leave this in just because I really want someone to make some fan art of Jebediah and one of these blood men women things.
Sorry, you're breaking up, Mark. Sorry.
I promise I'll cut that out.
Did she give a name?
Chantel.
Yeah, you recognised it.
Oh, Chantel, that's right. Yeah, Shelley. Of course.
Shelley.
Oh, right, Shelley. Right, yeah, so... Madam, we appear to have expended God's efforts on your well-being. What brings you into this place? The good Reverend would pour forth his tale, but I'm more intrigued by yours.
So, yeah, it's your are bantering, and then you turn to her. She sort of leans against one of the rocks. And as she's talking to you, you know, she takes a pistol out again, you know, starts reloading because she fired a few shots off and obviously made her put a pistol away. And she says, well, you know, we can't all necessarily make a happy life in Coffin Rock. That's where you said you were from, isn't it? Or where you came from. What?
Passing through.
Well, so what brings you up here then? If you're just passing through?
Looking for a friend in need. Reached out to us. Now we were answering that call.
Which again, she quirks an eyebrow at you and, you know, when you say friend in need, you're sort of beckoning that, you know, who?
I know. I understand that I've told her nothing, but I'm not clever enough to realise that.
So,
and she looks at you meaningfully for a second. You don't respond, and she says,
"So,
who?"
a man by the name of Jacob Pitt Miner. Heard of him?
No, I can't say.
Do you know
I
anybody
have,
who but... has?
She looks a bit confused by that.
Yeah. Reverend,
and I'll raise
yes.
my eyebrow at her.
Reverend, perhaps having expended your energies, you should pray a moment.
Not my energies. It's the Lord, and He is bountiful.
Indeed, but you have acted as a conduit, and you must be somewhat, shall we say, exhausted by that exertion.
Nope, fit as a fiddle.
Now, I think around this time is probably when Worf would be coming back with her horse.
I'll jump off and straighten the saddle. Tend to the wound on the horse.
Have you got healing?
No.
Tend wounds on the horse.
Just look at it and have a yeah. poke around a bit. Put some mud on it or something.
Rub it with a dock leaf.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have a look at the wound. Yeah, wounds aren't your thing. Yeah, you can see it's obviously enough to make the beast, you know, uncomfortable.
Mm.
So it's probably what you're going to get from it. And you, I'm not going to make you make roller riding, but you're familiar with horses. If you stop prodding around with it and you don't know what you're doing, it's going to, you know, just, it's going to unsettle the animal a lot.
So is it unrideable?
No, it's not unrideable. No, not at all. Clearly, when it thundered past you, it clearly hasn't hampered its... Yeah. Think of it like a nasty graze or a bit of a burn. Like a bit, yeah, I don't know, bad sunburn. It's probably the equivalent. So enough to, you know, singe some of the fur off of its flank and, you know, aggravate the flesh, but it hasn't, you know, it's not blistered or burnt deep or anything. Yeah, it's not as bad as a brand, for instance.
All right. I'll have a look over. Have the two religious nuts finished their gobshiting.
Well, they're currently talking to this woman.
I'll act busy a bit.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you can busy yourself, you know, writing its saddle and that sort of thing. So you're just listening in.
Yeah.
So sorry, Jebediah. Back over to you, I believe.
Yeah, I don't believe, ma'am, that you've explained exactly why you were here on this trail, and how you came to be accosted. It's one thing to say that not everyone can make an easy living in the town, but might I ask how you make a living out here in the wild?
That's right. No, I haven't. Can you make me a...
persuasion or intimidation?
Well, it depends whether you're trying to intimidate her or get her to talk to you.
I'm trying to persuade at the present. Actually, at the moment I'm trying to intimidate. So, try an intimidation. Well, made it. Depending.
So, yeah, she says, no, I haven't. He smiles at you. And you haven't said what you were doing in Coffin Rock. And she smiles even broader.
I have no mind to tell you what we were doing in Coffin Rock, miss.
I'll tell you.
Well, it seems we're of a mind not to tell each other then, doesn't it?
Well, it seems to me that one group has saved the life of another.
Roll me a persuasion.
Now, Jebediah. This is not a charitable way to be talking to a young lady that is out here attacked by denizens of the devil's own work.
Well, I found my persuasion, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Reverend. And I'll have no more of this business. I'm headed for wherever it is that Wolf has decided where to head.
Can you
now, miss? Jebediah, you have to forgive.
Can you roll me a notice roll as well, please? Jebediah, sorry. Because Wolf, you're sort of busy, listening in, but making yourself busy, being inconspicuous, and Reverend Allen's, I don't think, probably paying enough attention.
Made it with a raise.
Yeah, so you're talking. She's smiling at you, and she took a revolver out to reload it. You notice that she hasn't reholstered it. She's not bearing it or anything, but she certainly hasn't reholstered it, and she has reloaded it.
I suggest, ma'am, that you replace your revolver in the holster. Unless you intend for us, men of God, as we surely are, and Wolf, our apostle, if you will,
to treat you. Wolf, you literally hear Wolf laugh from over by the horses.
Coughed out in.
If you. to treat you as a threat against the domain of God.
Well, gentlemen, you. You have definitely saved my bacon.
Bacon, you say?
But so your demeanour is not particularly charitable.
No, please.
And you have come from Coffin Rock, and I have my reservations about anyone who comes from that town. Now, I'm not pointing my weapon at you, but I ain't holstering it either.
We don't come.
Can we just all calm down a second? Obviously, the fire is high and is all from having to go through such an arduous encounter like we have just been. And if I could just lay down a bit of calm in the situation. Now, Jebediah, I understand that that this has got your ire up and made you slightly cagey with the good lady here. And ma'am, I know you don't know us from no one, but all we want to know is what you're doing in these parts. I'm trying to persuasion.
Yeah, roll me persuasion, then you get plus two as well.
So make it the plus two. Oh, it's opposed, isn't it? So six.
She turns her head towards you, Reverend Allen, but she's eyeballing Jebediah. And then finally, her eyes suddenly snap to you and she smiles. Well, okay, Reverend. And she holsters a pistol.
What be you doing in these parts? You don't look like no miner to me. Oh, don't make her all smarts. Are you a miner?
She doesn't look like a miner. She looks more like a ranch hand. She literally turns her back on Jebediah and looks straight at you, Reverend Allen. So she sort of stood between the two of you. And she says, Reverend, what were you doing in Coffin Rock?
As I say, we were here looking for a friend of ours that had called out for assistance. We knew that he was mining near Coffin Rock. We all met up at Coffin Rock, and that is it. We were just passing through on the way to help a friend.
Well, Reverend, me and Coffin Rock are estranged, shall we say. That town is full of corruption, and it
there
all comes...
There is a malaise on that place. I can feel it. It's ingrained in everyone that we meet.
Oh, it all comes from one man, Reverend. That Marshal Bryce is corrupt as they come.
Well, for sure, I've been knowing that he ain't a godly man.
I think you steady on there, Reverend, in suggesting that corruption runs through everyone we meet.
And she's got a back to you, Jebediah. She, she's purposely turned her back to you because you
I'm not talking to her.
I know you're not, but she sort of says, but obviously you're looking at the back of her head. She says, no, it's not everyone. It's Bryce. He's a corrupt, money-grabbing,
corruption,
bullying shit.
I know that when the Archer Gang came into town, it was us that had to deal with him. That Bryce was nowhere to be seen. Definitely not a man that should be wearing a brass star.
Well, Reverend, anyway, you won't find me disagreeing on that. Yeah, we knew there was another gang knocking around in these mountains. Nice to know they're gone.
Well, you can't be coming in and taking the lives of innocents.
No, and that's exactly what Bryce does. He's a murdering piece of shit.
Well, I'd have to take your word on that. I would not like to cast aspersions on what he has done, but I would not think it outside of his reach to be in league with Lucifer.
Reverend, I think you should ask her why she feels that Marcia Bryce is these things.
She sort of whips around to you, Jebediah, before Reverend Allen has anything to say. Because he murdered my fucking father, son.
Da, da, da.
Ah.
I am your father.
You ain't the daughter of Dale, are you?
Is she like sort of grimaces in, you know, anger at saying too much? And she says, yes, I am. And when I came to town, my father was dead, and Bryce holds the deeds for most of the properties in the town.
So that's why the mansion was burned.
And I'm in these hills because he told me to leave or find myself in the cemetery the next morning. And now I'm here biding my time till I can put that piece of shit in the cemetery he threatened to put me in.
Hmm. Well, I'm not so sure that you want to be making threats about murdering and killing. You know? It ain't the way to be going around settling things. Don't do what has been wrong to you, to them, just to make your vengeance. It ain't a path to righteousness.
I'll walk up with a horse and say, I'm on her side. Vengeance is asked for.
And she looks at Wolf, because obviously she's not really had an interaction with you, and she says, thank you kindly, you know, because you've got a horse. And she says, and I think your friend here has it right, Preacher. Because does not the Lord say, vengeance is mine?
That's for the Lord to say. Not us as his children. We should not be seeking vengeance. We should be seeking righteousness and retribution through the Lord's own work.
But I ain't seeking vengeance, really. Truly, I'm seeking justice.
Now that I can get aboard with.
Interesting how the interpretation of the scripture can vary from moment to moment, wouldn't you say, Reverend?
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. My interpretation of the scripture is always on an even keel.
That is your...
But how about you? And I'll flick my head round to Jebediah. Yeah.
Your sheets.
Okay, ma'am. I'll speak plainly, if I may. I, too, have misgivings about Marshal Bryce, having witnessed how he goes about his business. And, well, I won't gainsay the opinions of my compatriots here. So I hope that you, if you trust them, you will trust me when I ask if you have secure lodgings about this place. And if not, then perhaps we can make accommodation for you in the town that won't compromise your identity.
Can you just roll me probably persuasion, I'm thinking. Just to give me an idea of whether she...
Well, I made it on the wild die.
You did make it on the wild die, yeah. I do not think that's wise. But... Yeah, We have accommodation. And she looks you up and down. She says, maybe I've misjudged you based on your companions.
Oh, don't worry about that. They hardly know me either.
And yeah, she looks you dead in the eye and then laughs and takes it as the joke that certainly Wolf has taken it as. And she says, yeah, maybe I have misjudged you. If you're not with Bryce, I don't care. Yeah, I have somewhere that is safe.
Since I came into Coffin Rock, there was, as I say, the malaise and the general air of unsettling that's befallen the folk there. I feel that we can turn that round. We can turn that town round so the people there don't feel so despondent, that they have something to strive for, that the town can be hearty and hale once again. But people like Bryce, they're key to keeping those people down in the doldrums.
Exactly, Reverend. Remove Bryce, you remove everything.
And I have a feeling that Bryce definitely ain't an upholder of the law, but we can't just go in there making the law unto ourselves. We are as bad as he is. If we can go in there and find some proof that he is as tainted and as corrupt as you say he is, then we will have the righteousness on our side. And we can enact upon that. Anyway, bye!
Well, Reverend.
So where are you heading now?
Unless
you
see him swing.
Into the hills or out back down towards the coffin?
Into the hills.
Well, as I say, we're trying to locate our friend. We were heading up to the main mine, to see if we could find folk who know of Jacob. You're welcome to accompany us, and until you're somewhere safe.
The mine, you say? No, I think I would rather not. These aren't the only thing wandering through the hills. As I've seen the corpses of those who have died in the mines. Wandering the night.
Well, we've seen daily from Coffin Rock.
You've seen my father?
No.
But he's dead.
Indeed we have, ma'am, and he is laid to rest in the mausoleum.
Reverend Allen, you get Benny for that, man. If you do that intentionally, you get Benny.
Yeah. I know it's a dad. We'd seen daily... No. These corpses are around this place. It's ungodly. But don't worry, we've put them to rest. Oh, no.
She looks very confused. You say... You've seen my father?
Since coming into Coffin Rock, we have encountered malevolent spirits of children, these mud creatures, and unfortunately, your dear papa wandering around the burnt out ruins of your childhood home.
Could you roll me a persuasion, please?
Oops, I've drawn it. Hold on. Say that again, sorry.
Can you roll me a persuasion?
Yeah, okay. Nope.
Reverend, you are mistaken. I don't know what you have seen, but you are mistaken.
Oh, no. I
and she starts stomping towards Wolf.
As the Lord is my witness, we did put him back in his rightful place in the mausoleum of your kin.
So, yeah, she stomps up towards Wolf and like, sort of grabs her reins.
And as she does, I'll look at her and say, he speaks the truth.
Can you roll me persuasion, Wolf?
Bollocks, it's not very...
Because she's already thinks these two are fucking mad as hatters.
Oh, come on. I've only got D4.
Could explode.
Or not.
So yeah, she grabs the reins off of you, Wolf. And, you know, sort of puts a foot in the stirrup, swings into her saddle. And she goes, gentlemen, I am forever indebted to you for helping me and for returning my steed.
Be careful.
But I will not listen to this poppycock any longer. She spurs a horse and...
Oh, fuck.
Shoots off up the trail.
Bye. Which way?
East.
It's all right, I'll track her.
May the Lord guide your path.
Disappears round you. Into the distance, round a rock.
Oh, she was nice.
You two need to, Brush your...
We don't need to do nothing.
Thank you for joining us and listening to another episode of Chimpians Do Deadlands Reloaded. The game references the Savage Worlds game system available from Pinnacle Entertainment Group at www.peginc.com. It's unofficial media content permitted under the Media Network Content Agreement. This content is not managed, approved, or endorsed by Pinnacle Entertainment Group. Certain portions of the material used are the intellectual property of Pinnacle, and all rights are reserved. Savage Worlds, all related settings and unique characters, locations, and logos and trademarks are copyright of Pinnacle Entertainment Group. In this episode, Reverend Allen was played by Scott, Jebediah was played by Matt, and Wolf was played by Paul. If you like what we do and would like to help us out, please leave a 5-star review at iTunes or on your podcast aggregator of choice. Tell your friends, and by all means, shout from the rooftops on whatever social media you choose. If you've got a few dollars to spare and want to help us out that way, you can support us on Patreon at chimpians.co.uk/Patreon. And if you'd just like to contact the show and say hi, you can contact me on Twitter at ChampionsRPG. Email me at mark@chimpians.co.uk or use our contact page at www.chimpians.co.uk. And again, thank you very much for joining us for this episode, and hope to catch you on the next one. Bye.